When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Patriots Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium. Gerard Mayo will join us during the 9 o'clock hour this morning. Before that, Boomer Esiason coming up at 8. We're going to get to They Said It in a minute, but Moody has been hanging on patiently to talk about Courtney's lead, which was about Jason Kelce and what happened over the weekend with the Penn State fan and their phone. And Moody, good morning. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
My first name's Anthony. I go by my last name's Moody.
Oh, excellent. We appreciate that. Good to know.
Thank you.
What's up?
Yep. No. Like, with the whole thing, did they smash the phone?
Yes.
Yeah, I did the same thing to this hooker. Like, I paid her $200 for the whole night. She didn't put out.
Uh-huh.
And I took her phone, took her SIM card out, burnt it, smashed the phone, and I had to go to court for like 5 months. I just got out of the court case.
Wow. Thanks. Good luck.
So sorry to hear that.
Great. I mean, he paid his money. You would think that. Something there.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
He took the SIM card out. That was nice.
Hot start.
Yeah, hot start. Monday, 7 o'clock call. That's a
hanging on for a long time,
he
too.
Was.
For that.
He
yeah.
really was.
I mean,
that's
he
commitment.
Really was.
And I appreciate the explanation as to the last name before getting so in-depth about your personal life.
Yeah, 100%.
Yep.
100%.
Do you think he's tired or bummed?
Both.
Okay.
Probably both.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well.
Could use a Red Bull.
A lot of people drinking their sorrows away when it comes to the New England Patriots. I understand
it. Oh, man. Hey, the 7 a.m. would be late for me to start drinking.
I understand it. All right, Chime, let's get to They Said It.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, Chime, where do you want to start this morning?
Well, let's start with your New England Patriots. Kendrick Bourne spoke after the game. He talked about Drake May and how excited people should be that he is here in the building and how good of an aura this kid really has.
Yeah, we got to just build. We have to build. He gives us a lot of potential to grow in. I think that's what's the greatest thing about Drake. He's doing things that you don't really see at a young age, so I'm very excited and I want to be better for him. I think everybody understands in our offensive room that we have something in him that can make everybody better. You know, he has the aura to him. You just know that he's going to go out there and do his thing. He's going to play. He's not scared. And that's somebody you want to follow.
All right. Well, as long as we stop mid-shaft, right, and then to get our aura going.
Yep, that's where you started.
Listen, I like Drake May. I told
that
you.
That was Courtney's.
It's just always on the dome.
It's low-hanging fruit, right?
I mean, that's what we're here for. That's why you have Northeast Men's Health.
I just feel like I'm not disappointed at all in any way. Yeah, you lost. Guess what? You're first when it comes to draft position, and you, if the season ended today, you'd have the number one pick. Drake May looks like he has the ability to be one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. So for me, every week that I watch these games, I'm excited to see Drake May's growth. And if the team
and
loses,
the rest, you don't care about.
Yeah, for me, if they lose, I'm a little bit happy because it just allows us to have the best possible draft position.
Now that you've seen four starts from him in the NFL, four actual regular season starts, Who's his comp from your perspective?
He has a lot of, and I know it's a lot of people say this, but he has a lot of Josh Allen in him.
Just slightly smaller in the frame, yes, which concerns me a bit. But, yeah.
Don't be as physical of a runner as Josh. Like, Josh will run over guys, hurdle
You'll
guys.
See contact.
Yeah, like, I think if he kind of goes with the Josh Allen plan where he can create, like, yesterday's play at the end of the game, that's a Josh Allen play. You know,
Josh Allen literally made a very similar play in that Bills-Miami game.
Right, and just I would say, hey, just protect yourself a little bit more because you're not as big as a guy like Josh Allen. Slide, get you some, you know,
The fact that he did not slide virtually at all yesterday is wild.
It was
shocking.
I love it so much.
And the one time he did, there were like eight guys standing around, and it was like they were giving him a free pass.
Right.
It was wild. Shine, weren't you panicked every time he did it?
Not at all. That kid is a baller. Like, it's just his mentality. He doesn't care. Like, he even said, he's like, I'm going to force you to stop turning your back to me. I'm going to run it. If I run for 100 yards, I run for 100 yards. But eventually, like, when this offense can actually, I don't know, run the football with someone not named Drake May, those things will stop happening and he'll be throwing it even more.
And not to do conspiracy theories, but it felt like a middle finger to his offensive coordinator who had said publicly that he needs to learn how to slide, and he went out of his way to avoid it. The biggest loser through four starts, you asked Wiggy, the biggest winner is the Patriots, the biggest loser. Every Dan Orlovsky, who waxed poetic about how dumb it was for the Patriots to even contemplate putting him behind this team. The whole team shifted.
Right.
And how they look on offense because of one person.
Yeah. Right. And I'd hate to be the guy who goes, man, imagine if you were to put him in week one where he would potentially be right now in his development.
And you'd have a season. I don't know how good they'd be, but they'd be around 500.
Yeah, you'd be competitive, right? If you're a team that's sitting there right now at
4-5.
4-5, you're still in the hunt. Yep. You're still in the mix. Yeah.
Well, Jerod Mayo may regret that because he did guarantee on this show that they would be over four wins this season, and they're getting farther and farther away from that.
Yeah.
Because
I think we all, this was another week where first it was the Jacksonville game, and then it was the Tennessee game where like, oh, Pats
win this
game.
If Drake May starts and he gets through protocol, they win this game.
Yeah,
and
now it's like, where do you see them winning another game?
Right.
I mean,
maybe the Bears aren't playing great.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't beat the Titans or the Jacksonville.
But you beat the Jets.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, let's go to another team that's trying to get back on track here. That would be your Boston Bruins. After the game yesterday, here's what Jim Montgomery said about how he felt the team played.
I loved our first period, disliked our second. Very similar to the Flyer game. I love the effort on blocking shots. I love us sticking together. Freddie tonight defending Poitras last night, how we stuck together at the end of the game against the Flyers. So you can see us coming together. We're protecting the slot. We're sacrificing for each other, which is the start. Our execution still needs to continue to grow. Our maturity as a team as far as game management still needs to grow. We're winning games, though, now, and you don't give up goals, and your goaltenders play as well as we did. It's a good step. We're heading in the right direction. November's been much better than October.
So your expectation on Jim Montgomery and how secure that job is, did it change? That's back-to-back shutouts for this hockey team. I mean,
on Saturday morning, there was a report Ken cited at NHL.com. So, you know, not really a crazy Sun type of report.
Mm-hmm.
And they said he was coaching for his job in so many words. So if they hit another stumble, if they stumble again in the next couple weeks, he's the fall guy this year.
Yeah.
And then Don Sweeney gets to hire his last coach, and then it's on him.
But I think he makes it through the season. I don't. I
think it'd be an upset.
I think if I see him making it through the season, because I think they still have enough talent that they're going to be in the mix. They're going to be competitive. I just, like, and the only way he don't make it through the season is they completely fall off. But do you see that happening with this team?
Well, I mean, they just have. I mean, it's two games that they've turned it around.
Right.
I mean, they're, you know.
And they've beaten the Flyers and the Kraken, not exactly.
No. You know. But I'm saying if he doesn't make it, that means come the trade deadline, it looks like they're completely out of it.
Do you think Jackson's a big Kraken fan?
I have no idea. All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, next, one of the prospective players coming out of the NCAA that the Patriots could get in the draft would be Travis Hunter out of Colorado. A lot of people all geeked up about the idea of possibly drafting Travis Hunter. Here is what Travis Hunter said about wearing the number 12 when he comes to the NFL, and if he'd try to do that in New England.
If I don't get number 12, bro, I'm going number 48.
You get in 12, man.
Bro, what if I go to the Patriots, bro? I'm not finna wear Tom Brady number, bro. That's too much legacy in that jersey. Okay, I respect Tom Brady too much.
That's true.
I gotta respect Tom Brady too much to try to get number 12.
So if you go to the Bucks, you ain't gonna wear 12. You wear 12 at the Bucks. Super Bowl and all.
I can wear 12 there. He ain't spent 15 years there. I'm wearing 12 there, gang.
Yeah, I can
all
see right. that.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, that's probably the way it should be. I mean, I don't know about if you're not going to wear it here. Tom Brady won a Super Bowl wearing it in Tampa Bay, so you probably shouldn't.
Yeah, but he's right, though. I mean, Tom was only there for, what, a couple of years here? He basically was, you know, 20 years.
You want him on this team?
I would take him, but he's not a wide receiver. So, for me, he's going to play defensive back in the NFL, my opinion. I don't think he's going to play wide receiver in the NFL. So getting him doesn't really do anything for where I think the Patriots should be looking for is an offensive player. So I wouldn't draft him.
You want them to go, when it comes to improving the line, you want them to go the free agency route, correct?
Yeah, I think you can find a lot of guys in free agency that you could play. And I think if you wanted to, you could find a guy in the second round that you can plug in as well as some free agents. You got to go. You can't be at the bottom shelf of free agency with offensive line. You got to at least be in the middle, if not to the top. But if you're in the middle of the free agency offensive line, I think you can find enough guys. The question becomes, if you do have, let's say, a top three pick, what do you want to do with it?
Well, if you stay where you are now, you got the number one pick. Would you rather get a haul? Get a haul for that. And
I would see.
If there's some, you know, what if there's some wide receiver that's
not going to go?
Yeah,
first.
But the only thing is, this year, if you look at it, some of the top wide receivers are. You got the kid from Arizona, Tetaroa McMillan, who's a good wide receiver. But there's not that like Marvin Harrison Jr. guy. There's not even like the Malik Neighbors. Yeah, like this, and there's not those guys. So for me, I would say if I'm number one, I would try to move that pick and try to get a haul for that.
Okay, anything else, Sean?
Yeah, I got one more for you here. So yesterday in the Saints-Panthers game, which was just an epic disaster, the great Derek Carr, who's now lost to 31 different NFL franchises, became the first quarterback in NFL history to do that, by the way. He threw a pass to Chris Olave, and Chris Olave was very injured on the play, concussed. It was terrible. And so former Saints receiver Michael Thomas decided to rip Derek Carr apart on Twitter, just tweet after tweet talking about how Derek Carr is dog doo-doo and only throws hospital balls and this and that. And so Derek Carr was asked about it right after losing to the Panthers. Here is what Derek Carr said.
I have love for Mike, and when he does that, I don't really care for it, obviously. You know, I've had so many teammates over the years, and he's like the one dude that didn't get along with me, you know. And I don't know what I did to him. I don't know why he feels that way. I'm sorry, you know, for whatever he's dealing with to make him feel like he's got to do that. I don't know, you know, but he's never called me during any of this, you know. My phone number has never changed. I've in fact called him on different occasions, you know, just to try. And sometimes you can try as hard as you want, and it just doesn't work out, and that's okay.
I love it.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, it's sad, but at the same time, it's like, he's like, the guy doesn't like me. I've never did anything to him. I don't know what's going on. I've called him. He can call me.
But, I mean, Michael Thomas is echoing what Brady has said. I mean, that It is on – Brady has ripped, not now because he can't, but in the past he's ripped the over-officiated receiver calls where they make everything pass interference, where they protect the receiver. And he said that it's the job of the quarterback, not the referee, to put the ball in a position where the receiver can make the catch without being vulnerable.
Yeah.
All and right. I think.
By the way, speaking of commenting on officials, Tom Brady may be in trouble.
Yes.
For what he said this weekend.
The NFL and the NCAA has sort of like combined when it comes to these ejections.
So dumb.
It's so stupid. Oh. In college football, it's targeting. It's the dumbest thing in the world. And there was a play in the Packers-Lions game where there was an ejection, and Tom Brady said that it's obviously a penalty, but in a game like this, a huge NFC matchup in the middle of the year, you can't eject a guy. And according to the New York Post, that would be subject to the NFL owners penalizing Tom Brady because he is a minority owner.
With a fine of some kind.
That's so dumb.
Which is so stupid because it's not even the game that his Raiders are in. So why would it matter?
He's going to find himself in these situations over and over again.
That's his job.
But that's why he's only going to do it. Curtis, you've been on this. It's only going to be this year, and then he's not going to do it anymore.
I agree.
You don't think so?
Yeah, because those are things that you want to hear from the color commentary guy.
Yeah.
But if Brady knows he can't say those things, he can't be critical of, certain things because of, he's got to be real careful. What's the purpose of you doing this job if you can't really do it?
Or he says F it and just gets fined over and over again.
Right, but that's not really Brady's MO.
Well, I mean, but I think Brady wants to be seen as going into this booth and proving himself. So if,
right, but that's for this year. Doesn't he eventually move into, and I think it was Mark Davis who said this, that Brady's going to help pick the next coach, he's going to help find the quarterback.
I think Courtney's saying that and there's nothing wrong with this, he likes the attention of doing the Fox.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And I think he wants to prove people wrong who said that he's...
You can't do both when you become basically the president of player football operations.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like one season. But I'm saying for the rest of this season, wants to prove that he is good at doing this. So if he's going to get fined, how much are they going to fine him?
Oh, who knows?
And in the Super Bowl, if there's a bang-bang play that he disagrees with, he's not going to say something in front of a billion
people. And if you're right, if he knows that this is his last year.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. All right, we are at Gillette Stadium, and it is a Patriots Monday after another loss. Patriots move to 2-7. We will talk to Jerod Mayo about that coming up at 9. Before that, though, Boomer Esiason will join us in about 45 minutes at 8. And here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Patriots fall to 2-7 on the season with an overtime loss to the Titans in Nashville. Drake May completed 29 of 41 passes for 206 yards and a touchdown while throwing two interceptions. We've got a Monday Night Football game tonight. The Bucks at the Chiefs, 8:15 kickoff. You can listen to that right here on EEI. NFL trade deadline is tomorrow. We'll talk to Boomer Esiason and Jerod Mayo this morning about all of it. The Celtics take on the Hawks tonight in Atlanta, 7:45 tip. And the Bruins shut out the Kraken yesterday, 2-0. Swayman had 23 saves in the win. And everyone is buzzing about Sugar Bee apples, now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Yes, Sugar Bee apples are just 97 cents a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 5 pounds. Short on time, order free curbside pickup or get delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 32 degrees outside, afternoon high, cloudy in the mid-50s.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app